Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Welcome to this week's episode. Today, I'm traveling with the amazing, incredible executive, super dad, terrific husband, his wife says, Mr. John Vosso. And today, I have a question for John. Good morning, John.
Hello, Daryl. How are you?
I'm amazing. Great. John, here's my question. It's going to be simple. Podcast probably going to be short. I just want you to think for a minute of all the business owners that you engage over the years and all the people that you know in the business. I want to ask you to think of only one thing. And that one thing is, John, what do you think the largest problem, issue, obstacle, call it whatever you want, what's the largest hindrance that business owners deal with today?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind, it's a current problem, Daryl. Excuse me. I find that people have a very hard time staying connected with their own employees in turbulent times. And we find a lot of bouncing around in the marketplace, people moving from place to place, service hurting, customers not being surprised as often as they should be. And, people have to slow down. They have to look at their people. They have to share time with them and hopefully build some type of a relationship that gets us through the tough times and gets us through the good times.
You know, we just kind of talked about this yesterday. You know, John and I have been traveling together. Now this is the second day. And one of the things we talked about yesterday was how to determine how your employees are going to treat your customers. Now, John, I don't know if you remember that part of our conversation yesterday, but one of the things we talked about is the fact that they will treat your customers exactly the same way that you as the leader or as the leader treats them. They'll mirror that directly. So because we are in an industry that somewhat operates in a vacuum, you know, with the legacy revenue, we do all the work, right? And then maybe the money comes. And so many, many business owners tend to work in that vacuum that by the time they actually add staff, if they're over capacity, they're way beyond the time frame in which they should have done that, which creates tension, which creates stress. And, you know, I can totally see, John, of all the people that that I know and that I've worked with over the years, that, you know, staying engaged with their employees. Let's think about it. What is a company? I mean, a company is a group of individuals moving toward a common goal or mission, right? And if you're not in unity, then you're not a company. And these business owners that are trying to eke out their definition of success without being in unity are actually just fooling themselves. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Well, I'm going to jump way off of title insurance and talk about the band Santana. Last night, we were fortunate enough under the stars outside of Greater Cleveland, Ohio, to watch a band that's been around 40 plus years, and they were in unison. You know that they practice together. You know who's up or how many folks are up, and they played well. They wore out the audience. And last night on my way home and this morning, I just thought about how many people do I deal with are as fine-tuned as a professional band, as an orchestra, and as a team to bring great results to their customers, employees, and in many cases, shareholders.
Great, great topic. In fact, that was really fun last night, by the way, John. Thanks for having me join you. And the Doobie Brothers, they were quite incredible as well.
Yes, sir.
So we had a really good time here in beautiful, sunny Ohio. And but as John was stating, you know, the unison or the unity of the band. Now, probably somewhere along the way, somebody messed up in that band. But they were in such unity that that is covered by them all working together, knowing the next move. And the beautiful thing is we didn't know if they did, when they did, because they continued to play together 2 hours and 5 minutes, I think. And what a great night it was, and what a great example. I'm glad that you brought that up, because that kind of sums it up. Here's another thing, too, on leadership. Now, I don't know if you noticed how Carlos Santana stepped back and allowed the rest of the band members to shine. In fact, to the point where many times, and this is kind of his character, how he operates, he turned his back to the audience so that the spotlight would be off of him as the leader, that it would be on the person that is actually performing. And as business leaders, I mean, I think we need to work to do exactly the same thing. Sometimes, you know, with sometimes people's names on the building, right? My company, my name's on the building. And it becomes more about the leader than about the team. And I just thought it was magical to watch how he turned and let his band, let his group shine individually. And the drum solo, surprisingly, that young lady was his wife, which he then introduced later, but he did exactly the same for her. When it came time for her to solo out, he stepped out of the way and off the stage. Yeah, the entire band left so that individual person can shine. Business is exactly the same way. Leaders, if you're listening to this podcast today, what's super important is that you realize it's not about you. Yes, everything rises and falls on leadership. So your leadership will determine whether things rise or fall. But sometimes that leader leads from behind. Sometimes that leader has to step off stage and allow the rest of the team to come in to their own. So John, any parting words for our audience today before we wrap this episode up?
Just spend a few minutes with some of your key people and maybe they'll let you know what part of your front line might need a hello, how you doing, how's your summer treating you, etc.
All right, beautiful. John, thanks so much for joining on the podcast today. And who knows, maybe you'll be a guest again in the future. Or I got a better idea. Invite me to be a guest on yours. Hey, thanks for listening to this week's podcast. And as always, if you have a thought, a concern, a topic, an idea that you want to hear discussed, I'd like you to email that directly to me at info@darylturner.com. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. Make it a fantastic week.